The opening word of the Odyssey is not Odysseus, it is Andra, the Greek word for man. That single choice tells you everything. Homer doesn't announce a hero, he announces a type of human being. The poem, composed in dactylic hexameter and traditionally attributed to the blind poet Homer, dates to approximately the 8th or 7th century BCE. It opens with a word that has puzzled scholars for millennia, and that word is polytropos. It describes Odysseus directly. It means much turned, or turning many ways. Not strongest, not bravest, most adaptable. That is the hero this poem is about, Alina, and that distinction matters more than almost anything else in the text. Think of the contrast this way. The Iliad's heroes, Achilles, Ajax, Hector, are defined by physical supremacy and martial glory. They win by force. Odysseus wins by thinking. He is the man who survives not because he is the most powerful person in the room, but because he reads the room better than anyone else. That is what polytropos signals from line one. The poem is not a war story, it is a survival story. And the key idea is this: intelligence, disguise, and adaptability are not secondary virtues in the Odyssey. They are the primary ones. Every monster Odysseus faces, every goddess who detains him, every court he must navigate, he escapes through wit, not muscle. That reframing of heroism is radical, even now. Now, here is something that surprises most first-time readers. The Odyssey does not begin with Odysseus. It begins with his son. The first four books are called the Telemachy, named for Telemachus, because they follow the young man's coming-of-age journey as he searches for news of his missing father. Why start there? Because Homer is building the stakes before the hero arrives. Ithaca is in chaos. Suitors have invaded the palace, consuming Odysseus's wealth and pressuring his wife Penelope to remarry. Telemachus is powerless, unrecognized, not yet a man. The home Odysseus is fighting to reach is actively falling apart. That structural choice is deliberate. It makes nostos, the Greek concept of homecoming, feel urgent and fragile, not inevitable. Remember, nostos is not just a destination. It is the central engine of the entire narrative. The moral architecture of the poem rests on another Greek concept, senia, or guest friendship. In ancient Greek culture, violating senia was not merely rude. It was a religious crime. Any stranger at your door could potentially be a god in disguise. For example, when the Cyclops Polyphemus traps and eats Odysseus's men, he is not just a monster committing violence. He is committing the worst possible social transgression, destroying guests instead of protecting them. That violation is what justifies Odysseus's brutal response. The entire Mediterranean world of the poem operates on this code. Hospitality, given correctly, advances the hero. Hospitality violated or corrupted by the suitors, by Circe initially, by Polyphemus, creates the obstacles. Senia is the moral law of this world, and every major episode tests it. The takeaway from this first lecture is precise. The Odyssey endures because it is built around two interlocking ideas that never go out of date. The first is polytropos. The idea that the most valuable human quality is not strength, but adaptability, the ability to read context and shift accordingly. The second is nostos, the drive to return, to reclaim identity, to get back to the place and the people that make you who you are. Alina, these are not ancient Greek problems, they are the problems of anyone who has ever felt displaced, tested, or forced to become someone different just to survive a difficult environment. Homer encoded that experience into a poem nearly 3,000 years ago. The reason it still speaks today is not nostalgia. It is recognition. The man of many twists and turns is not a relic. He is a mirror,